prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Crowded city, nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you.
You to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
And left me crying after you're gone. There's no denying you feel blue, you feel sad, you miss the dearest pal you ever had. There come a time, and don't forget it, there come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you want me only after you're gone, after you're gone away.
sing, Polly Wally Doodle all the day. I like watermelon, but it wets my ears. Sing, Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Maybe grass tastes good to a moo cow's mouth. Sing, Polly Wally Doodle all the day. But I like chicken, cause I'm from the south. Sing, Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, Mr. Gloom, be on your way. If you think you're gonna worry, you can stop it in a hurry. Sing, Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Polly is a parrot, we all know well, but just what a Wally is, I can't tell. I wouldn't know a doodle if one came along, but Polly Wally Doodle makes a darn good song.
Is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
this is Adam Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
I'm feel I'm on top again, baby. That's got everything to do with you. I'm alive.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.